Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Ikra, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener supported, hands on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia, I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily, I'm also from Hudson. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
Which means you're an adult.
I'm an adult.
Because, I mean, you could be like 13 and still be the director.
I'm 34.
Oh my goodness, Emily.
Yes.
My
impressive age.
It's very, very impressive. My mom turned 40 on the weekend or last week sometime.
Happy birthday, Cam.
I know, right? Happy birthday, mommy. Yeah. Or guess what?
What?
I'm learning old English. Do I know how to say mother? So mother.
Mother.
That means the mother in old
the
English.
Mother.
Yeah.
That'll be very useful.
It will. It will be so useful.
Well, it could be.
Because obviously there's so many people who speak old English, and all the people that do all have to say mother a lot. So that's why it's going to be really useful.
It is important that some people know old English.
Yes, 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 yes. But you know what?
What?
We are here on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
From 3:30 to 4:30, eh?
PM? 3:30 to 4.
3:30 to 4.
We've been here 3:30 to 4:30 a bit recently.
We have? Mm-hmm. Are today we just going to 4?
I don't know. It'll be a mystery. We'll see what happens.
A mystery. So you have to keep listening to find out, right?
Yes.
To solve the mystery, yeah? Mm-hmm. So Emily and I, and previously a whole bunch of other people who I could list if I felt like it.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us? Are you listening?
Quinn?
Maddie? Ingrid?
Hello.
We miss you guys. So, yeah, we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 or 4:30 p.m. talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading, all that good stuff.
Whoop, whoop.
Yay! So today we're going to talk about books.
That's true.
Yeah.
We are. And we're going to start off by sharing some of the exciting books that are coming out this week.
Oh, there's books coming out this week?
Yes, there are.
And every week? Most weeks?
Yes. I would be shocked if there was a book where no, or a book, a week where no books came out. Yes.
Yes. But this week is especially special because specialness is really special because there's such an exciting book coming out that is much anticipated and waited for and hoped for by me and Emily and people who used to come to our show a lot and many, many, many other people mm-hmm. all over the world. So, but you know what? I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm going to say what that book is last so that you have to keep on listening. Otherwise, you won't find out what it is. So I'm going to tell you later.
Yeah, keep listening.
But one book that is coming out that isn't the one I was just talking about, but that is still really exciting
mm-hmm.
is Perfect Ruin by Lauren DiStefano.
Do you recognize that name?
Lauren DiStefano.
You've read something by her.
I have?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
Wither.
Wither?
Remember that series?
I loved that. That was great. I really liked that. She had a very popular series.
I forget the title of the series. But the first book was called Wither.
The first book was called Wither. I didn't actually read the rest of them.
Oh, there's still time.
But I loved Wither, and now she has another book mm-hmm. called Perfect Ruin coming out this week. And this is what it says about it. Morgan Stockauer knows getting too close to the edge of internment, the floating city in the clouds where she lives, can lead to madness, even though her older brother Lex was a jumper. Morgan vows never to end up like him. If she ever wanders about the ground and why it is forbidden, she takes solace in her best friend Pen and in Basil, the boy she's engaged to marry. She's engaged to marry. Is that sort of like really, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Why you can be engaged to do other things, too. But yes, usually you just have to say engaged and people know what you mean.
Yeah.
Good point.
So then, it says, then a murder, the first in a generation, rocks the city. With whispers swirling and fear on the wind, Morgan can no longer stop herself from investigating, especially once she meets Judas. Betrothed to the victim, he is the boy being blamed for the murder, but Morgan is convinced of his innocence. Secrets lay at the heart of internment, but nothing can prepare Morgan for what she will find or whom she will lose. Dun 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 dun. Yeah, that was really dramatic.
Dun 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 dun.
Yes. So that's that's what happened. Isn't that nice?
That is. Another book coming out this week is Rags and Bones, New Twists on Timeless Tales, which is a collection of stories from all these fabulous authors, both award-winning, best-selling, and people I haven't heard of before.
Or award-winning, best-selling authors.
That does not mean they're not bestsellers. Yeah. I may have just missed their books.
Yeah.
But they're writing sort of modern twists on timeless tales, hence new twists on timeless tales.
That's really original, guys.
So it's a mix of like sort of really popular stories that everybody knows, like Sleeping Beauty, which Neil Gaiman does kind of new twist on it, and some that not as many people would be familiar with. It says they take these stories and boil them down to their bones and reassemble them for a new generation of readers. So, yeah, a couple examples. So, Sleeping Beauty is reimagined by Neil Gaiman. Kate Chopin's The Awakening is reimagined by Melissa Marr. Nathaniel Hawthorne's The Birthmark. Rick Yancey takes that one on. He wrote The Fifth Wave, amongst other books, but that one came out recently and is very popular. And then other authors include Garth Nix, Holly Black, Margaret Stoll, Cami Garcia, Carrie Ryan, and plenty of others.
That's nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like there's been a lot of like retakes on fairy tales and stuff going around lately, mm-hmm. if not written recently. Yes. Well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. But there's more books coming out too. Like,
what's next on your list?
Freak Boy by Kristen Elizabeth Clark. Debut.
Oh yeah, that's her debut.
Isn't that nice?
It sounds nice.
So, yeah. It's. In Freak Boy's razor-sharp verse, Kristen Clark folds three narratives into one powerful story. Brendan trying to understand his sexual identity, Vanessa fighting to keep her and Brendan's relationship alive, and Angel struggling to comfort her demons. Mm-hmm. Demons. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I like books in verse.
I know, I do too, because I don't know, like, they look all, like, long sometimes, and you're like, oh, this is going to take forever to read, and then you read it, and it just doesn't take that long, mm-hmm. and it's nice, and then there's this feeling of accomplishment that comes with finishing a book, so when you read books in verse, you still get that without having to read as much dialogue. Yay! Hooray. Yeah. And also they're pretty and nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes with books in verse, I feel like they're just writing, but they just have the margins mixed up. And that's what it seems like to me occasionally. But then they can be nice sometimes too. I don't know. Yes, but I like them.
There's also Reality Boy by A.S. King, who's a very, very nice author. I really like her books. And it's called Reality Boy, and it's about a kid named, or a teen, named Gerald Faust, something like that, who was on reality TV when he was 5, and apparently was very, very, very angry child and has some anger management issues.
Oh, no.
And unfortunately, because his like rage-filled youth was sort of broadcast to all these people, it kind of follows him whenever he goes. Yeah. So he's trying to deal with his issues, but everybody just makes assumptions about him because they think they know who he is. So yeah, everybody's waiting for him to snap.
I see.
It's about his life, and I've heard it's very good, and I'm excited to read it.
That's interesting. It sounds like it could be a true story. That's nice.
She's sort of known for her... She writes realistic fiction, although sometimes there's a little bit of magical realism in it. Or interesting things going on, whether they're actually happening or they're just happening in the brains of their characters.
It kind of reminds me of this, like, I don't know if it was a study or just a thing, I'm not sure, that was done a little while ago, or maybe there, I don't know, where they would, like, go around, I guess, broadcasting or videotaping, I don't know, these people in their childhood, and then they'd come back in a couple years and do it again, and they'd, like, talk to them, I don't know what they would do, but they would, like, keep in touch with these people throughout their life, and then see what happened. And they would be, like, people in different situations and stuff. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Sounds nice.
Yes, I just heard about it somewhere. I don't know. But so,
What's the book that you're most excited about that's coming out tomorrow?
It's coming out tomorrow. And other people are going to be really excited, too.
Like
and
me.
And like Emily, and like Ingrid, and like everyone. And people are going to read it before me, and I'm going to feel upset. Mm. And then I'm going to go on the internet, it's going to be everywhere, and I'm not going to want to read the stuff on the internets and the webernets. And it's going to be really sad. Webernets. And then I'm going to finally get it in probably like a couple months or so, because that's how difficult gonna be to get, because I'll have to like wait, and I don't want to get it from the library because I never return stuff to library and then I have to pay money, but that's not very nice because libraries are lovely, so I don't know. And I'm really excited about it's coming out, and the book is Allegiant, book 3 in the Divergent trilogy by Veronica Roth.
Yay.
And it's an Amazon best book of the month, October 2013.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. And it hasn't even come out yet.
Mm-hmm.
Allegiant is the book you've been waiting to read, have to read. Yes, they got that right. It's as brilliant as I'd hoped, maybe even more so. I'm dying to talk about the particulars, but my lips and pen are sealed until after the book goes on sale October 22nd. Check back with me then. Sierra Wilson. Isn't that nice?
There's a strict shelf date on that book.
Really?
So they didn't send out review copies. I mean, I assume they sent out some review copies because she's read it. But, you know, often there's a lot of advanced copies that get kind of sent out into the world ahead of time to get some buzz. But I guess they figured the book has enough buzz at this point without doing that.
That book has enough buzz.
Yeah. So nobody can read it until tomorrow.
Ooh. Well, I'm really excited. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's interesting because I realized that I couldn't really remember anything that happened in the second book, even though I remember liking it a lot. Mm-hmm. I think I even liked it more than the first book. But I couldn't remember, aside from a couple things, what happened. So I looked up online for a synopsis of the second book to kind of give myself a refresher going into this one. And so much happens in that book.
Really?
Reading the synopsis was very overwhelming. It was like, first this happened, then this happened, then this person did this, then that person did that, and then they thought they were doing this, but really they were doing this. Da 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 da. And went on and on. So it was a very complex story.
I remember how the second book ended.
Mm-hmm. I remembered that part too.
But I don't think that I really did remember. I don't really remember much of the second book. Like, I remember picking up the second book and not really remembering much of the first book. And then I was sort of confused. But once I got the hang of it, I was like, oh, yeah. And I remember when my mom was reading the first book and she would want to know stuff about it. And I would tell her and then I'd be like, oh, wait, that's in the second book. Whoops. Spoiler.
And then, sorry, Mom.
Yeah. But, yeah, because I was reading the second book while she was reading the first book. But I don't... Yeah. I'm going to look it up online, too, like you did.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's I can do that because I already read it. I remember when I was reading Maximum Ride, and I wanted to know how many books there were, and I wanted to know what the other ones were about, because I wasn't sure if I wanted to read them or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked that up, and then I didn't want to read them anymore, because I was like, oh, well, now I know what happened. Okay, that's nice. Mm. So then I actually didn't read them. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really remember the. I definitely remember the ending, though, of the second book. So I'm excited for this one. And they have a lot to wrap up as well. So hopefully it'll be nice. Yay!
Aside from Allegiant coming out this week, is there anything else that you're currently reading or looking forward to reading?
I am currently reading two books. One that I've been reading for really, really, really long time. It's called Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? By mm-hmm. Philip K. Dick. And I checked it out from the library, like, at the beginning of the summer. And then it was $35 worth of days overdue. So then I returned it. And then I didn't have it. And then I saw the place where the guy who had recommended it to me was doing his thing, selling books and stuff and typewriters. And he was there. And he was like, did you like it? And I was like, yeah. And he had a copy of it, so I bought it.
Oh, cool.
And now I am still working on it since from the beginning. It's weird, because, like, I really, really like it, but there's just so many other books that I'm really into that, like, I keep on getting distracted. And then I'm also reading The Count of Monte Cristo by somebody.
Is that Dumas?
Yes.
Alexandre Dumas?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. It is. I always get that one confused with another book.
No, it's Alexandre Dumas, and it's The Count of Monte Cristo.
Is it good? I haven't read that one before.
I'm pretty sure I talked about it last week. Really? Did I? Did I not? No?
No.
Well, it's really big, and it's 1,065 pages.
Wow. Oh, you did talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
And sorry.
It's fat. And it's about a prison break, but I don't really have much to say about it because I'm only on page 65.
Which, if it was a 100-page book, would be a different story.
Yeah,
but
I just have about 1,000 more pages to go. So I feel like this book is sort of going to be like what happened with Androids and Sheep.
Which one do you think you'll finish first?
I think I'll finish Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep first because I don't have that much farther to go. I mean, I've got about 100 pages.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, I want to, like, get it over with, you know? But this one, the Count of Monte Cristo, it's really good, and it's a fancy edition that I have. And it's all nice. And it sounds really interesting, and there's a really long movie to it. And everyone who seems to be reading it is like, oh, that's such a fancy book. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I read, watched the movie. That was a good movie. So, yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know, but it's pretty good. And Prison Breaks. And everyone's like, oh, I love how he escapes. And then they tell me, and then I get really mad, and then I forget. And it's all good. Yeah. Are you reading any good books, Emily? Or do you want to talk about them later?
I just finished two books. So right now, I don't have anything that I'm currently reading because I'm going to start Reality Boys today because I have an advanced copy of that. And then tomorrow, I'm going to start Allegiant. So the books we already mentioned that are coming out this week are my next two reads.
Where did you get Allegiant, Emily? Or will you get it?
Well, we're getting it for the library.
But how can you read it? Because aren't a bunch of people going to come in and want it? And then you're just going to be like, eh, no, I'm reading it.
Well, I might have to get my own copy in that case.
And then you might have to read it really, really fast and then
and give it to you.
To your friend, Antonia, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
But yeah, so the two books I finished this week were I read Ninth Ward by Jewel Parker Rhodes, I believe. Is that her middle name? Yes, Jewel Parker Rhodes, which is it takes place in the Ninth Ward in the lead up to and kind of during Hurricane Katrina. And it's about a young girl who lives with her guardian, who was the midwife that helped her mom give birth to her, and her mom died in childbirth. So she's been raised by the midwife, who has some special powers. She has dreams where she can sort of see the future, although it's not, you know, a really clear, like, this is going to happen, but she can get a sense. And Lanisha, who's the main character herself, has some special powers where she can see and sometimes communicate with ghosts. And she and her caretaker don't have the means to get out of the Ninth Ward when they're told to evacuate. So they have to use their smarts and their special skills to try to survive the hurricane. And she also has a friend from the neighborhood who ends up with them, and a dog.
Oh my.
So it's a pretty emotional read, and but at the same time it's not overdone in a way. The emotions of it could be like overly melodramatic potentially, but she has a nice balance in there. And then the main character is cool. And then I also just finished Anything But Typical, which I listened to an audiobook, which is by Nora Riley Baskin. And that's about an autistic young man who is really excited about writing. And he has this website that he kind of shares his story on. And he eventually starts connecting with this young woman who he's never met before. You know, they just know each other through the site, who is enjoying his work. And it's about sort of their connection through the site, and his sort of dealing with this new connection for him.
That's so nice.
Because he doesn't connect as well with his classmates.
That's so nice. Mm-hmm. Was it, did the author, did he know anyone who was autistic, or was he?
I don't know. I haven't looked that much into her reasoning for writing the book or her research that she did for the book, because I just finished it. And usually right after I finish a book, I do a little research. But anyways, we're actually out of time for the day.
We are?
Yeah. So what should people do if they want to hear more from us?
They should visit our blog.
Mm-hmm.
We are boundbybooks.wordpress.com, where they can find archives of past shows and other written reviews by people like Garrett, who was here last week or the week before. I don't really remember.
It was last week.
And and Quinn, who's in Seattle. And they can do all sorts of fun stuff. And then they can be like, wow, that was super cool. I should email these people. And then they can email us at wearebroundbybooks@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love you. Forever and ever.
Yes, yes. And as always, we'll be back here next Monday at 3:30 to talk more about books.
We will.
And fun stuff like that.
How fun.
Yes.
Yay.
Until then, happy reading.
Bye.